You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Can only come from you. Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we review the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters. In the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet, it gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Brother Oshie. Hotep family, hope everything is well with you today. Hope you have a good day today. I hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. And I hope the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But of course, if it's not, and it has to get done, I know it. You're going to get it done. So, hey, we ain't even worried about that. It's going to get done. So, this is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see African Perspectives, and you hit that, and the drop down, you'll see podcast, you hit that. And then the drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. You hit that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. And also, too, you can just go to babaoshi.net. 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 And that'll take you directly there, and you'll get those programs if you wish to do so. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media. On Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., all times are going to give our Eastern times. From 6 to 8 p.m., Acres of Diamonds, public affairs programming out of Philadelphia with Brother Jihad Ahmed. That's followed by from 8 to 9, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Mawia Cambon and Nataki Cambon. And then from 9 to 10, Conversations, Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers on Tuesdays. And on Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report. Today, this evening, the Black Farmers Report from 8 to 9. And then if it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard on Fridays at 8 p.m. Saturday, from 4 to 6, Sister Talk with host LaWanda Chambers. And then at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening, from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council. Sunday, once again, at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses from WeBuyBlack.com. I don't know if you've seen it on your Facebook page, a promotion for WeBuyBlack.com, and they say that, hey, if you buy these particular products, it will deliver them free. Also, too, they have a package where they have the products in the laundry detergent, a number of other products, the light bulbs, the toothbrushes, toothpaste. So everything, all these things are produced by us. They're all produced by us. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. My good brother, Bomani Tayemba, who has been
this call may be recorded or transcribed.
Taking our people to the motherland for many years. And I really appreciate him, and we'll get him on the program, hopefully real soon again.
because we didn't get a chance to talk about all the good things that Africa for the Africans is doing, and of course your ability to be a part of what they're doing and to go to the motherland. Yeah, to go to the motherland. AfricaForTheAfricans.org. He has a trip upcoming to Tanzania in November 18th to the 29th, and then Ghana in December 24th to January 5th, and then to Senegal and Gambia, April 1st to April 11th, 2022, and then to Ghana, May 24th to June 5th, 2022. All the trips are $3,700. You put down payment down and pay on them, $400 deposit or down payment, and then you pay on it, and then there you go. And everything that you need, all information that you need, all paperwork and everything, visas and everything, are on the website. A number of pictures. In fact, if you want to see pictures, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. Brothers and sisters, give my good brother Bomani Tayemba a call at 404-931-9429. That's 404-931-9429. Africa for the Africans. Habeshaw, HabeshawIncorporated.org. Habeshaw stands for Helping Africa by Establishing Schools at Home and Abroad. And, of course, they are doing the work, and they deserve to be supported. Go to the website, AfricaForTheAfricansIncorporated.org. Incorporated.org. And you'll see what's happening in the Kashi Project, which is, of course, happening for our people in Ghana. It is happening. The Ledge Group, brothers and sisters, the Ledge Group. TheLedgeGroup.com. Ledge stands for Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics. And, of course, they deal in the four areas for human existence, which is food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have projects in 12 countries. Excuse me, they have 12 projects in 6 countries. And they have 170 employed and over 260 members. And membership has its privileges, as that saying goes. Because if you are a member of the Ledge Group, you can buy land in Tanzania for $250 an acre. Drop $1,000 down, get 4 acres of land. Beautiful. In Tanzania. That's right. So, theledgegroup.com. Check it out. Theledgegroup.com. Bibiatumi.com. Bibiatumi.com, brothers and sisters. Go there, make it a favorite. Go there often. The products that they sell, the forms that they have, the classes that they have, you know, everything is right there. Bibiatumi.com. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located in the in the West End here in Atlanta, Georgia. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. Yeah. Delicious smoothies and fruit drinks and pastries and all kind of good stuff, brothers and sisters. Contact Wadada's at 404-444-1635. 404-444-1635. And they have vegan dishes on the weekend on Saturday and Sunday that you can purchase at Wadada's. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia. Check her out. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, T-shirts, all kinds of good stuff right there at the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. If you are in the Macon area, like I said, I've been to Macon a number of times, didn't know they were there, but now that I do, if I'm anywhere in the vicinity, I'm going to stop in. Great place, all kind of good things. I mean, they're selling everything, and of course, they even have a restaurant, they're selling dinner, so contact them at, and they're located 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. 2910 Napier Avenue. And the phone number is 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. the homeland village. Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia. In Lithonia, they're going to be hosting a fundraiser for Haiti. And my good brother, Kwaku Lumumba, is one of the key speakers and in his program in Haiti. One thing about, and I've seen another one too, the National Black United Front is having a fundraiser for Haiti. And one thing about these, they're giving them to entities that don't have huge overhead like the Red Cross or any of them other ones, United Way or whatever. Don't send no money to them, y'all. Don't. They have people making six figures of the suffering of all these other people. Very little goes to the people. But this one is going directly to the people. And I'll give you the details on that. Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore will be happening there on the 3rd of October. That's a Sunday. It's going to be very important. I'll be doing libation and participating. And so give Brother Gazemde Ajamu a call at 404-519-8107. 404-519-8107. Us lifting us to economic development cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa Cooperative Economics. Or as we like to say, family-centered economics. The Thursday night broadcast tomorrow night at 9 p.m. from 9 to 10 on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU. blogtalkradio.com/ULU. Us lifting us. And you can listen online or you can give them a call to listen at 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789 from 9 to 10 on Thursday nights. Us lifting us. Akaban Institute. Oh, excuse me. I got jumped ahead of myself. Okay. Sun Goddess Sense. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop located at 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. They are inside the discount, International Discount Mall, booth 225. Brothers and sisters, give my good friend Sister Shelly Amonset a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay Dash Haiti. Sister Gabby is doing great work in the island of Haiti in the eastern portion of the island. That's directly opposite of where the last earthquake took place a month or so ago. I'm quite sure they were affected to some degree, but they're doing great work. Go to Sanjay, Sonjay-Haiti, Haiti.org, Sanjay-Haiti. And you can look at the beautiful work that she's doing there, the children they deal in education, health care, sustainable agriculture, and entrepreneurship. Those four entities, they're doing good work. Check them out. Akaban Institute, Baba Barudi and Mama Ya, they're doing beautiful work as always, raising our young warriors. Akaban Institute. If you send your check or money order out to Akaban Institute, send it to P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. You can use PayPal or Cash App as well. Say, for instance, you want to use Cash App, put in the dollar sign, YAA, the letter M, and then Baruti, BARUTI. You can make your contribution to the Akaban Institute. Also, too, Akaban House. Go to akabanhouse.com, and there you'll see the fine array of books that are being sold by Baba Baruti and Mama Ya. akabanhouse.com, akabanhouse.com. Yep. So, the Inye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inye Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. September 21st. By making racism everyone's disease, you make it incurable. The universalization of blame implies that people of color must suffer discrimination throughout the hope, without the hope of escape. Clarence Mumford. People ask all the time, where can we go to get away from you, Rugu? The answer is simple. We cannot run and we cannot hide. There is no way to escape an evasive madness that knows no boundaries and must infect everything and everything everywhere. It is not possible for one to permanently hide oneself from a virus that must contaminate all others in order to exist. Predators must have prey. Those who would stop them need to understand that no reality is a fictitious superhero manufacturer. At some point, the sighted and the courageous are going to have to make a stand. Either that, or we will have to continue begging Urugu for inclusion into their madness. Those that are on, these are the only two choices, live or die. Or a false living or die. There's only two choices. There is no gray area. So as long as they dominate this planet, there is no escape. If we cannot understand this, then it is not possible for us to correctly interpret what is going on. Equally important, Urugu must never recognize or acknowledge your humanity unless it temporarily serves its interests. At most, it can only see you as a greater and therefore imminent threat. So we need to stop trying to avoid our divine responsibility by imagining some great escape. None are better qualified for this work than us. We must make our stand and make it without fear or doubt. Spirit is waiting to assist us. Therefore, we must submerge ourselves in the vision of African sovereignty. We must stop the escapist dreaming, the constant search for an easy way out. There is none. And even if there were, that is not the warrior's way. Affirm, I am not an escapist. I am neither running nor hiding. Affirm, I am not an escapist. I am neither running nor hiding. September 22nd has obsessed as Urugu, as European are with amassing political Urugu European, same thing. see that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to us. Like, I saw European, but I automatically threw Urugu on there because that's what I'm saying about words. When you see a word, when you see slave, you don't use slave, you use captive or prison. See what I'm saying? You can do this. You can train your mind. You don't have to use those negative words and those words that give you a vision that is not who we are. As obsessed as Urugus are with amassing political and economic power, we should know by now that they are among the last people on earth that would politically or economically empower others, especially if the process entails disempowering themselves in any way. History confirms that they are takers, not givers. They do not give without expecting returns in some form. They give to gain. They only give as much as expediently necessary in the short term in order to gain as much as strategically possible in the long term. Ezra Erehone. I'm going to read a piece by Ezra Erehone that I've been reading for some time. I'm going to read that particular piece. Warriors know Urugu, and because of this, they know that when it comes to lying, cheating, and stealing and killing, Urugu has no shame and no rival. Any shame that Urugu may pretend is being caught for committing such heinous acts, not for having to commit them. That's the fact that he got caught. They have done and will continue to do so far more than whatever is humanly necessary to reduce others to servitude, fear, or debt to them in order to ensure their domination on this planet. Yes, it's because that's who they are, y'all. That's who they are. No moral or ethical sense or legal dictate will cause them to change their way. Long ago, they concluded that the subjugation of everyone else through an unmitigated aggression was the only logical and sure way for them to achieve and maintain this end. If they give it, it is always only because of the leverage it will provide in their taking more. Affirm, I know you, Rugu. That's our problem. We don't know. We think we know, but we don't know. No, we don't. We don't know, brothers and sisters. We think we know, but we don't know. This is what was said by Lord Macaulay. This is his address to the British Parliament on the February 2nd of 1835. I have traveled across the length and breadth of Africa, and I have not seen one person who was a beggar. I have not seen one person who was a beggar, who was a thief. Such wealth I have seen in this country, such high moral values, people of such caliber, that I did not think we would ever conquer this country unless we break the very backbone of this nation, which is their spiritual and cultural heritage. And therefore, I propose that we replace their old and ancient educational system and her culture. For if the Africans think that all that is foreign and British is good and greater than their own, they will lose their self-esteem, their native culture, and they will begin and they will become what we want them to be, which is a truly dominated people, a dominated nation. Yeah, Lord Macaulay. I tell you, man, these Europeans. Yeah. Kwame Nkrumah said this. This is the speech of freedom that he gave in 1961 after having gained the independence of Ghana in 1957. He said, I believe strongly and sincerely that we, with the deep-rooted wisdom and dignity, the innate respect for human lives, the intense humanity that is our heritage, the African culture united under one federal government. Let me repeat, the African culture united under one federal government. See, he's not the first to say this. Dr. Sheikh Anta Diop said this. Many African, Thomas Sankara, many African leaders, even Idi Amin Dada, they understood that Africa must be united. The African culture united under one federal government will emerge not just as another world block to flaunt its wealth and strength, but has a great power whose greatness is indestructible because it is built not on fear, envy, or suspicion, nor won at the expense of others, but founded on the hope, trust, friendship, and directed to the good of all mankind. He said this some years later. If we do not approach the problems in Africa with a common front and a common purpose, we shall be haggling and wrangling amongst ourselves until we are colonized again and become the trolls of a far greater colonialism than we had suffered heretofore. How pathetically true that is. How pathetically true that is. Dear today. To be truly liberated, African people must come to know the nature of European thought and behavior in order to understand the effect that the European has had on our ability to think victoriously. If you can't conceive it, you will not achieve it. Many of our people can't even think in that manner, to think victoriously. We must be able to separate our thoughts from Europeans' thoughts so we can visualize a future that is not dominated by Europeans. This is a demand by an African-centered view because why? We are African people. And because the future towards which the European leads us is genocide. Marimba Ani. Man, tell you. I read something to you about from Brother Ezra Erahone earlier. And I'm going to, this is one of my favorite pieces now that there is no other historical instance of a formerly enslaved people who valued integration with their former captors to the point that they completely abandoned their superior wealth of their own homeland. Let me repeat. There is no other historical instance. Nowhere could that be found where a people were subjugated by another people and then in that then valued to integrate with those people, with their former captors, to the point where they completely abandoned the superior wealth of their own homeland. Africa's left Africa, went throughout the diaspora, begging crackers to let me live where you are. You've colonized us and you've taken our wealth. When I go to another damn country, I look at what they have. It was actually built on my back. It was actually built on my wealth. Yeah. Yes, sir. That's why, brothers and sisters, it's imperative. I have a guest, and I'm going to bring her on in a second, but I'm going to play this, of course, and I know she loves this particular piece as well as I do. And, of course, this is the from the Pan-African Federalist Movement, What We Must Do.
There is a lot of talk of late on the African continent about the fact that Africans are awaking. There is a lot of talk about the fact that we are woke. But the question that I'd like to ask you is, almost 100 years ago, a man called Marcus Garvey rose and told Africans that they must unite. Unite in their control of resources. Unite as nations. Unite their imaginations, their dreams, aspirations, and capabilities to grow an Africa and a race that will be able to self-determine and compete against other races. A man called Kwame Nkrumah came and said the same message. And another by the name of Malcolm X said the same. But the question is, after almost a century since the rise of Marcus Garvey, has Africa achieved unity? Do we control our resources? Do we unite in our aspirations, dreams? And have we elevated Africa into a continent and a race that can compete and self-determine against other races? The truth of the matter is we have failed. We have failed because we have remained divided. We've continued to work as 54 different states that continue to be subjugated. This is why the French continue to have 14 colonies on the African continent. It is why 36 African countries have got American bases and AFRICOM on their soil. It is why many African countries continue to sell their resources, their institutions, for debt to countries like China. And the question that I'm now challenging you, the woke generation, with is, what are we going to do about it? The reason we've got wars on the African continent is because we're being divided for conquest. The reason we've got sanctions on the African continent is that all the independent knowledge and education, the power to take control of our resources, can be destroyed so that Africa can continue to be colonized by our Western colonizers. This is why now we need to rise. Remember, that you, the African American, with all your paper money, the greatest wealth among all black nations, only have paper money, but the true wealth is in Africa. The true wealth is the reason why Africa is under sanctions and war, the one that Europeans want to keep for themselves. You need to bring your paper money, your skill, your knowledge, your frustration back to Africa to invest it in the control of real wealth and real resources in the form of the oil, the diamonds, chrome, lithium, cassiterite, and all the other resources that the Western worlds are fighting to control in Africa. Your paper money can be leveraged into machines, skills, technology, and the knowledge that Africa needs in order to move and prosper. You, the Caribbean, with your skill, power, determination. You, the Jamaican, the first people to resist European colonialism. You, the Haitian, the very first black peoples to defeat a European army. You are the answer to Africa's problems. You, the European African, with all that you've learned and earned, the basketball player, the soccer player, the sportsman, the singer, the musician, the actor, with all your billions of dollars, are the investment that Africa needs to stop its dependency on the colonizer. It's about time that we rose. And I'm saying that Marcus Garvey's dream can be fulfilled, because when he dreamt it, not a single country, not a single African country was independent. When he dreamt it, not many black billionaires existed, if any. But today we've got black billionaires. Today the richest man in Africa is a black man. We have what it takes and the capacity that it takes to grow our continent into being a continent that can be respected, can self-determine, control its resources, control the processing of those resources, and create currencies based on those resources to be the leading economy in the world. With that, we can industrialize, grow up the technology curve, and begin to create the machinery, the tools to defend the sovereignty of this continent. And now I say it's time that we unite. We have countries like Zimbabwe under U.S. war sanctions to make it unattractive for any African to come, because Europeans are preserving it for themselves. But I'm inviting you, my African-American brother, you Africans in the diaspora, you Africans on the continent, to say, come and take advantage of the greatest reserves of lithium, chrome, gold, true wealth, land, an opportunity to develop infrastructure for us to create wealth as a people, for yourselves, for the advancement of Africa. The time to awake is now, but awakening takes action, pride, investment, development, innovation, to give our people power. This is the time.
Ashe. Ashe. Time is now. It's been time. One can make the argument it's past time. But no, there's no better time than right now. And that's what must happen. My guest today is Mama Nabantu. How are you, Mama Nabantu?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm multitasking, but I'm
You're here. Multitasking. Well, I knew you would be. She's very busy trying to get it together for the Collard Green Festival this weekend. That's a great thing.
I'm trying,
yes.
Trying to put my collard green pints in my freezer. That's okay. What I'm doing while I'm talking.
Oh, you're making the collard green ice cream?
ice cream is made. I just picked it up from the manufacturer, and I'm trying to put it in my freezer as I speak.
Okay. That's right, brothers and sisters. This weekend, you can have some collard green ice cream. How long is, what year is this festival?
For Atlanta?
Yes.
It's the 12th year for Metro Atlanta area. It's the 12th year.
Okay, so you obviously had this festival going on back when you were in the Bay Area?
Yeah, in East Palo Alto, also called as Little Nairobi.
Little Nairobi, okay, that's cool.
It was the culture epicenter back in the 80s and 90s. Mm. Actually, from the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming out of Oakland and that whole area. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is the 12th year here, and is it going to be live or is it going to be on Zoom?
It's going to be hybrid.
A hybrid, okay.
Hybrid. Mm-hmm. Saturday the 25th from noon to 11 p.m. It will be an East Coast, West Coast virtual collard green, I will say original collard green cultural festival. And what social media has allowed us to do is to bring the West Coast that I've been working with for since 1998 with the East Coast here in the Metro. So you'll hear a lot of the entertainers from East Palo Alto and spoken word and poetry and a lot of good things that they've been doing over the years. And we're going to share that with the East Coast. East Coast going to share with the West Coast.
All right.
All their talent.
So you want to, at a time you can do this, to give me that Zoom information so I can get that out to our people. I'll give it out today before we end the program, and then I'll give it out, of course, on Friday. So people will be aware how they can partake in the Collard Green Festival, the National Collard Green Festival. And then
that's what it's becoming.
Yes, that's great. And so then on Saturday, on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Sunday
is the drive-by. Pick up your collard green dinners, your collard green ice cream, your collard green memorabilia, and entries to the King and Queen Collard Cook-Off.
Okay.
So all you have to do, if you're interested in any of those things, is go to our website and click on the link, and you can sign up for any of those things. If you want to enter in the contest, it's a $35 entry. First prize is $500, y'all.
$500.
$500.
Wow.
Yes. And I know folks who say, I can't even cook greens, but I'll make a pot.
So what's the website?
The website is www.collardgreenswithanSculturalFestival.com.
Greens. www.collardgreensfestival.com.
Right, collard greens with an S.
Right.
Cultural festival.
Oh, yeah. You need to put that cultural festival in there too?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Cultural festival. Collard greens, culturalfestival.com, brothers and sisters. And you can, if you want to and you think you got good collard greens, you know, and how you prepare them and all the things you do. What about turnip greens? Or how about some mustard greens?
Well, you know, we are focused on collards.
Okay.
So my mama put all the mustard greens together with the collards, you know.
Right.
But my mother's sister, who I followed her recipe more, was to add cabbage to the greens. So your greens are a little bitter.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10, your cabbage is a little sweeter, and it's a nice blend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think I used to like, cabbage and, collard greens and turnips. I thought that was a good mix. Collard greens and turnips, turnip greens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's good.
So also, too, you're going to have hot water cornbread?
I will. Yes, hot water cornbread. I don't know if it came out of Texas, but when I went over to the continent, I seen similar of what looked like hot water cornbread. I think they use something like malted milk or something.
Uh-huh.
And you could see them on top of the baskets, the women that were selling them. They were pretty good, too. So I believe this whole concept came from our continent. And it's been said that collard greens got here, or greens, got here through people putting the seeds in their hair as they travel, you know, across the waters.
Okay. That's
some people say they came from Asia, but I have to remind folks that, what was it, 8,000 years ago, Africans migrated to China.
Right.
To western part of China, and then about 6,000 years ago, there was a migration to the east. So we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't say the Chinese brought it, but I think our African people always knew that greens was an important part of our diet, or needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
more than likely, in our migration as a human, as human beings who really developed a human family, we brought those things with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they mixed a lot of greens together. Collard greens are mostly grown in the northern part where there's more moisture and cooler, especially in the northern part of Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they do a lot in Kenya and Uganda as well.
Mm. Okay.
In fact, I have found a group who started up the Collard Green Project, I think, in 2016. They had no idea I was doing the Collard Green Festival, but they have identified 20 different varieties of collard greens.
Mm. Wow.
So, they sent me a video, and I'm going to show parts of it mm-hmm. on Saturday of what they have found, and they're trying to, I think they did a collard green week. My goal is to have a national collard green day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on that. It costs a little bit to make it happen. Okay. But there, as far as I know, there is no national collard green day. There's a national kale and all kinds of other vegetables. I have not seen national collard green festival. I've been
well, then let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
So, yeah, we got to make it happen.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to have a delicious collard greens, a version of African hot water cornbread, and collard green ice cream. So you have a serious meal right there with along with a dessert. And so the best thing is to make it happen. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, collard greens comes with quite a few nutrients, and we find that they have good antioxidant properties and aids in prevention of cell breakdown, inhibits some forms of cancer, and it's considered a roughage, so it serves as a home remedy for both constipation and diarrhea.
Mm.
It has plenty of vitamin A, vitamin C, plenty of calcium, and they contain a large amount of iron and have remained a staple in the diets of African Americans and Africans for hundreds of years.
So, I mean, you can't beat the collard greens, y'all. You just heard it, Mama Nabantu tell you, from a nutrition standpoint, to help boost the immune system, to help deal with a lot of other things that might be happening to you, you know, get you a good diet of collard greens. And, you know, that's going to help you out. Yeah. So you said you're going to be on Zoom on Saturday. From what time to what time again?
From noon until 11 p.m. And the first part of the day will be the East Coast, and the latter part of the day will be the West Coast.
Right.
The time difference.
Exactly. Exactly. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. People have opportunity to listen and learn and enjoy themselves, to be entertained. And, of course, on Sunday, they'll be able to pick up their collard greens and high water African hot water cornbread, and, of course, collard green ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
So you make...
Yeah, there'll be some...
I'm sorry. I was going to say, how do you make that, you know, you make the collard green ice cream with the juice from the collard greens, obviously, you know, because the taste...
Not exactly.
Huh?
Not exactly.
Not exactly. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm not going to divulge the secret. So.
Well, I just say this: but some people ask me, "How do I cook it?" There's no cooking; it's all raw.
Okay.
You know,
all
back
raw.
In the day, when I started, mm-hmm. I would make what they call it, a special cream or special part that you put in there. I'm losing, mm-hmm. drawing a blank on exactly what goes to the machine. You know, if you do it at home or you churn it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, it's changed. I just wanted to say that, you know, I used to use milk when I first started, but when I got out to Atlanta to do so, all the naturopath doctors and healers and traditional non-traditional ways of healing,
mm-hmm.
I changed the recipe so that everything is raw, and it's almond based, it's cashew based.
Okay.
And it's all
so almond milk, nuts. Almond milk, cashew milk. Okay.
And coconut cream is part of the base. So if you're allergic, you know, it's not for you, but I'm working on one with oat milk, I think it's called. Oat milk and rice milk. You know, one super thin. My children want to try this collagen and they can't, you know, they're allergic to nuts.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So they can't.
Well, I'm working on.
Yeah. Well, I must say I had some last year, shared some with my family. But, of course, you know, a lot of times, you know, what I try to do with my family, they just, you know, when you become so steep into Western mentality, you know, and Western diet, you know, they've even had issues with bean pie, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
bean pie, especially the supreme bean pie out of Chicago. Man. So, I mean, you know, you take the bean pie along with the collard green ice cream. I mean, you have a very good, healthy meal along with a delicious, healthy dessert, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, so when I get ready to put in the store... I'm told I cannot use the word ice cream because anything that has ice cream on the end of it has to have 2% of cow's milk. So it's going to be something around collard greens frozen dessert.
Collard greens serving dessert. Okay.
No, frozen.
Oh, frozen dessert. Frozen. Collard green frozen dessert. Okay, that sounds, yeah.
Okay. I always say that collard greens frozen dessert is the most nutritious you can find on the planet.
So not only is it good to you, it's good for you. That's right,
exactly.
Colin. That's right. That's your motto. That you should put as your motto in there. It's not only is it good to you, but it's good for you. That's right.
That's right.
Collard green frozen desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do hope that. Brothers and sisters, you know. So you're taking orders that are to be picked up on Sunday?
Yes. You can go online, mm-hmm. and you get tickets for your dinners, for the pints of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
There's a limit to, I think, I only have 100 pints, so you need to order early, mm-hmm. that's all I can say. And you can go online right now and order your collard green ice cream. I know folks who are not in Atlanta. Well, how do I get some, you know? Well, there's a special way that we have to send it with dry ice.
Mm.
And it's a little bit more expensive. But mm-hmm. if you want it that bad, you know,
right.
We'll make it happen.
Right on. Right on. Yeah, collard greens, y'all. That's right, brothers and sisters. Let's go to collard greens. CulturalFestival.com, collard greens, CulturalFestival.com, and put your orders in. And
Look at all the things they have on there. Do you have a lineup of what's going to be happening Saturday on the website as well?
It's coming. I'm okay. Almost finished with the schedule. And I have a media company now that's going to help handle the the virtual Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll all be at home wherever we are. And sending, a lot of people are sending pre-recorded videos. We have quite a few blues videos and reggae and hip-hop and R&B coming from both the West Coast and the East Coast. Really dynamite.
Beautiful. Yeah, this is just
and
gonna
be great. And we also have something lined up for the children. We have a special puppet show. We have a magician. And we also have a clown that's going to do some special things on Zoom for the kids, as well as some activities. And the sister that does that has done it for the last 4 years. Her name is Ola D.C. Thompson, and she's the sister of my youngest daughter.
Okay.
And so she's also into education, so she has a lot of little activities put together. We also want our children to learn and see how college games are grown, and I'm going to be bringing my my tower garden, and a lot of people might not know what a tower garden is, but it's something that's just been around for about 15 years, and we as African people are just finding out about it.
Let's talk more about that right after this break. I wanted to play the song by Schoolboy Q and Kendrick Lamar. Yeah,
you can play Anthony Hamilton or Fatasia. They both have collard green songs.
Anthony Hamilton.
Anthony Hamilton. Yeah.
Because I looked at I wanted to play, so I went on to YouTube, and only thing that I saw was the one with Kendrick Lamar and Scuba, which is not good, not appropriate. You know, it's not appropriate. So
Anthony Hamilton is a bit more appropriate, but you know, he says collard greens, but he ain't really talking about collard greens.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I tell you what I might do. I'm going to research that and see how it is, and then we'll play it today. Or if not, we'll definitely play it on Friday. So get people prepared and hyped for the Collard Green Festival, the 12th annual Collard Green Festival. And, of course, this is a nationwide celebration of a dish that is ours that, if done right and promoted correctly, has a lot of health benefits for us as a people. The National Collard Green Festival is this Saturday and Sunday, and we'll talk more about that. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us with our guest, Mama Nabantu.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Rockin' music, music. Music on my mind. We'll be right back.
tight. Look like you're working up an appetite for the night. Check it. By then, I just sat at the back, peeping you out the way you act. If a string attack, getting out of line, and I'm yanking you back in your place. Oh, all is well and all is cool. Stay in your place. Don't be no fool. Get along all right. You look like the type that we're trying to fight. Best off being a friend to me. You don't want to offend me. Better play it cool. Don't know what I might do.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need. If you want it.
Cause I'm a pimp, girl.
If you want me.
I'm a pimp, girl.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens.
Ooh.
I got what you need.
What you need.
If you want me.
I can rock your world.
If you want
me. I can get you some cherry, girl. Now tell me, do you really think you can walk around like your shit don't stink? I'm only you. Oh, baby girl, I'm on you. I'm watching you. Take it slow, change the speed. If it's proof of thought that you really need, better state your claim. Get with it, stay in your lane, stop swerving. Take a seat, sit in the back. I don't appreciate the way you act. You need to fix yourself. Hurry up and go fix yourself. Can't kill nothing, won't nothing die. Everything's gonna pass you by. You don't wise enough. Stop pressing on love.
Cornbread,
fish, and collard
greens. I got what you need.
Cause I'm a pimp, babe.
If you want me.
Cause I'm a pimp,
babe. Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need.
If I see it, I want it, I can get it.
If you want me.
Cause I'm a pimp, babe.
If you want me.
I put the juice in jail, babe.
Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need. If you want me.
Oh, yeah, I'm a pimp, babe. I can
rock the world. Cornbread, fish, and collard greens. I got what you need. If you want
it. I need it in the morning. I can get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. With me, yeah, yeah. I'll pimp you out. I'll show you what it's all about. Right now, right now, right now, now. Oh, if you want it, you can get it, you can get it. If I want it, I can get it too. I'm a pimp girl. I'm a pimp girl. Put a drip in juicy cherry, girl. Drip, drip. One sip and you'll be pumped drunk, and I'll be in your bunk, rocking that funky funk, rocking that funky funk.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. That was Anthony Hamilton. Prior to that, of course, that was Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds and Happy Music. But, of course, we wanted to play something, you know, that was germane to what we're talking about, the collard greens. And we didn't know that. Mama Nabantu told me, she said, hey, I don't know if it's that. Well, honestly, Mama Nabantu, that song is more appropriate than the other one.
The school kid.
Yeah.
The school boy.
Yep, yeah. Then school boy. That's no doubt about that. But he's a pimp.
And Fantasia had one, too.
Who does?
Fantasia.
Fantasia?
Fantasia.
Oh, well, I'm going to go look at Fantasia. So we probably play that on Friday. Fantasia. Right. Well, I'll find that one and see if we can hook that one up. Yeah. But brothers and sisters, go to Collard Greens. That's what it is. CollardGreensCulturalFestival.com. I'm on the website right now. It looks great. And brothers and sisters, you need to become part of it. There's a 1-800 number here, a hotline number.
Yeah, if they have any questions, they can call that number.
Okay, 1-800-253-3397. That's 1-800-253-3397. And got some of the people who will be got a photo album. I'm going to go through this this website here and just enjoy myself. And is there a fee? Yeah.
There's no entrance fee for the virtual, but the dinners are $10. The pint of ice cream is $10.
Okay.
The t-shirts are $20. And I'm trying to get some masks, more masks. I have some masks, but you could also order them. So if we don't have them on Sunday, you can always order them and we'll get them to you.
So the dinners are 10?
Yeah, the dinners are 10. You're selling pints of ice cream for 10.
Okay, the frozen treats.
It's collard green frozen desserts because they don't want us to use ice cream anymore.
Right, and that's 10. Okay, and then the t-shirts. Yeah, you got? Do you have the shirts?
One. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And those are 20. The t-shirts are 20. So, and you can order them. You can put your order in on the website, correct?
Exactly. Okay. You can pay for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the website. Just click on that link. You'll see that at the top of the page.
Right.
There's a long link.
Right.
You click on that link and it'll take us to. And if you want to enter in the contest, that's $35. And you can pay that. And there's, I think, on the flyers, it has instructions on what you need to do besides the entry fee. You need to bring your dish a couple of hours, like 1 o'clock, because our festival starts at 3. You need to gather those.
So that's on Sunday, of course.
Yeah, on Sunday, yes.
So, all right, family. All right, family, you're listening to Mama Nabantu, who has, for the last 12 years here in the Atlanta area, has had the annual Collard Green Festival. And this year, this is cool, though. I really like this. This year, the first part of the program on Saturday will originate from the East Coast because we're, 2 hours ahead, 3 hours ahead. And then the last part of the program would be the West Coast because they're 3 hours behind. And so that's why even though it's 11 o'clock here, it'll only be 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So it's all good. It is all good. And so I'm going to get off into this, although I do have a guest this Friday. And I have a guest on next week, Wednesday, Mama Nabantu. I'm going to be talking about Pan-Africanism. Of course, you are the organizer of the Pan-African Federalist Movement here in the North, North America. And, of course, we're located here in the Southeast. But that organization is dedicated to bringing into existence the unity on the African continent that is so desperately necessary. And
right. United African States.
United African States, brothers and sisters, that we're going to bring into existence. We must bring into existence, United African States.
And that, Brother Oshie, is also from the Caribbean and North America, and South America.
Also, so we're talking about this hemisphere. Do we have somebody representing South America yet? No.
I believe so.
Okay.
There's 5 regions on the continent.
Okay.
4 in the diaspora.
Okay.
North America is just one of them. And also, while I'm talking here, we have a guest coming from Gambia. This is a sister, the first historical woman to run for president of Gambia against 20 African men.
Mm.
And she'll be on the 23rd, which is tomorrow. And we're trying to have a gathering as she comes in through the airport.
Here in Atlanta? She's coming through?
She's coming here tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she'll be speaking around Atlanta. I think she's going to go to California. I'm not sure what the state she's going to go to. But she has a campaign organization here in the States that has sister to the organization in Gambia.
So
this is powerful.
Okay, so tomorrow when she arrives, you said she'll be speaking here where?
Dr. Uwa has also a radio station and she'll
right.
be speaking on.
Yes, okay.
And if you like, we can make arrangements to have her come. She'll be here until October, so it doesn't matter where she is.
Right. Well, we'll definitely do that. You can help me set that up. There's no doubt about that. That's a definitely go. I know next week I sent you an email on this, Mama Nabantu. It's the UK, the brother who is in the UK calling for African diaspora unity with the continent. I think that logically all of us are realizing the only thing that we must do as African people is unite. There is no other way. There's no compromise. There's no go along to get along. There's none of that madness. The only thing that African people must do is just put down all petty differences, all ignorance, all superstitions, all those things, all tribalism, all those things, and unite as African. Yes, we can respect your tribal customs and traditions. That's fine. But the first and paramount thing is that we are Africans. We are Africans. And of course, as we know, and if you don't know, if you're listening, now you know, the only thing that the European, the Caucasian, the Yorugu dreads is African unity. Because they know that if Africa unites, it's over for them. We control our land, control our resources, and we'll be a beacon to Africans throughout the diaspora that no matter where they are, they'll have a pride and a connection. So, because right now, wherever we are on the continent, if we're not on the, even on the continent, wherever we are on the earth, even on the continent, we're disrespected. And the reason why we're disrespected is because we're not united. And so, therefore, that's the main thing that we must do as African people, is come together and form that unity, form that bond. Pull our resources. That's why that piece that you had sent me many months ago, that I played prior to you coming on, I play that at least once a week or every other week, constantly.
Wonderful.
Constantly. Because, I mean, that's what this program is about to me. If you're an African-centered program, I ain't talking about, I mean, you can talk about politics, you can talk about a number of other things, but to me, everything that you should do is in the vein of bringing our people together. This program talks about independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for African people because we believe there is no other conversation. Everything else is moot. And I don't want to engage. I remember when I first came on radio, I've been on 7 years now, and I've been saying the same things. You know, because I've been saying the same thing for pretty much my adult life, you know. And when I first came on, I remember this one brother out of St. Louis. Me and him would go at it. And a few times I was on Blog Talk Radio then. And a few times I had to, you know, cut him off. You know, we want to get in an argument. I just tell him, I said, I don't want to argue whether or not we should be independent and self-determining. That's crazy. That's ludicrous. We should be discussing, we may have some difference of how it can be achieved, but that should be the discussion. How can we do this? Not whether or not we should be that. No. Because that's the bottom line. We must be that. We must have sovereignty. We must do things for ourselves and independent of anybody else and control our land, control our resources, and have the right mind. And that's why we don't, because our minds are messed up. We are in war for the minds of our people. And this program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. And so programs like what's going to be happening this weekend, the Collard Green Festivals, all these things are helping to us to bring us together, to help us celebrate who we are, to help us have some fun and so forth. But more importantly, begin to, you know, unify. Because that's the other thing. That's the model of this program is Pan-Africanism or perish. Unify or die. That's it. That's it, family. Either we do this, just like when I read you the Inye Sesem of Baba Baruti. Either we do it or we die. That's it. You know? There's no other alternative. Either we do it or we die. And all of our energies should be directed in that way. And if we're talking about African sovereignty, that can't happen here. That can't happen here in America, North America, Central America, South America. Hell, it can't even happen in the Caribbean, y'all. We don't run the Caribbean. The Caribbean is a playground for Europeans, for whoever was there when they came and took it, be it the British, be it the Dutch, whoever else. They're in control. They're in control. And so I know that people establish a position when they, like for many of our people, and there's an unfortunate number of our people don't believe that we're even African. They want to claim to be indigenous to this land. And of course, some of our people, they just want to be American. They, you know, the African tie has been severed. And so I'm from Mississippi. My people are from Mississippi. My people are from Georgia. I'm from Alabama. You know, I'm from North, South Carolina, whatever. And so that connection to being African, and because we've been trained so well to hate ourselves and to denigrate and demean and degrade what is African. You know, we don't want to be African. That's why I like to read that piece from Ezra Erhon about that we've been conditioned so much that we are willing to try to integrate with the Caucasian, the European, the Urugu, when yet we have a land that is the richest land on the face of this earth. Everybody wants in. The Chinese, the Arabs, the Indians, the Europeans, but us. We're trying to get away. We're trying to be a refugee somewhere. You know, we're trying to get up out of here. That's crazy. That here we are, we're sitting on a continent that has the world's resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and shown the hell don't want to pay for. That's Dr. John Henry Clark quote. So there's been a number of us since we got out of captivity who realized that it'll never happen here for us. Never. And that what we should do is unite, pull our resources, come together as one. If you got a particular theology, that's fine for you. But you just keep that in your back pocket, because what's more important than your belief, your religious belief, is African unity. That's more important. So you can continue to be a Baptist or a Seventh-day Adventist or Jehovah Witness or a Muslim, a Shiite, a Hanafi, you can continue to be all of that. You can be Jewish. You can be all of that. But what's most important, that you are African and you come together. that we pull our resources and we come together. So we can, I mean, our future as a people is not guaranteed. And with the dynamics that are happening around the world today, if we don't get a hold of it, if we don't have control of it, I don't know. So what do you think, Mama Nabantu? I went off on one of my diatribes, you know, but I think that it's important that we constantly be reminded, you know. Are you there, Mama Nabantu? I know she's in preparations. Okay, I can hear her in the background. Mama Nabantu, are you there? Okay, I'll make sure we connect with her in a minute. But, you know, what's frustrating, of course, is the fact that, you know, what's frustrating is the fact that what the European has done to us is so devastating that we have lost confidence in each other and in ourselves. They made us distrust one another. They instilled the self-hatred in us. They made to be dark, to be melanated, to be dark, a shameful thing globally. Globally. There's other places and other cultures that they have dark people there. But if you look at what they promote, if you look at advertisement, if they have television, anything, you will not see them. Just like Brazil, you will not see them. And if you do see them, they're in a subservient position. That's why some of us believe in the Bible, who believe that the Adam story, not the Adam story, the Noah story, is real. That we are cursed. Believe that we are cursed. Because they see, and of course, the history that the European has presented is always and will be fabricated, always will be a damn lie. But when you see the television, when you see other programs still to this day, we're in a subservient position. That's why I say that we don't agree with anything these folks, you know, present. Nothing. Whatever they do, we don't agree. We don't agree with anything they do. You know? So, I'm going to try to get Mama Nabantu back on for us. Mama Nabantu?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I know I went on a I went on a diatribe. I went on a rant, and so and I know you're doing multiple things. So, but
yeah,
I
just had you on while I was storing
right. This. Well, I appreciate you taking this time out to talk to us about this, and I just went on a rant about, you know, how important it is that we support the idea and the concept of one Africa, of the United African States, and that this must come into existence, not tomorrow, but now. You know, we must work hard to make this happen now. You know, when
now
we,
and for, now and forever. That's what I say.
Yeah. now and forever, because when you look at what China, particularly what China's doing, I think that's one of the greater threats. But the European has been there. The Indians have been there. And, of course, the European Jews are there. You know, the Arabs are there. The Arabs have taken northern Africa, you know, and claimed it as itself. And my contention is that once we close ranks, pull our resources, and begin to speak about Africa as one, we're going to deal with the North Africans, because, you know, they are still practicing African enslavement. They are still enslaving there. They are neutering our brothers and then selling them to Arab countries like United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and so forth. I mean, this is still happening today as we speak. And all of this must end. And that's what the Pan-African Federalist Movement is about. It is a movement that brings organization together. We need to come together, just like this piece. And I emailed you the piece, and we're going to be talking about it next week, Wednesday, from a brother from the UK. I can't remember his name. Professor, I think, Andrews, I believe it is. Professor Andrews. He has a number of books out, and Kehinde Andrews, Professor Kehinde Andrews. And I remember seeing a piece on, I think it was a TED Talk on reparations. Hello? Hello, Mama Nabantu?
I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. But I was just saying, the brother Professor Andrews, this is a piece that he put out there, and I sent it to you. This is what we're going to be talking about next week, Wednesday. So I'm hoping that you can find some time to join us. I got my good brother Mickey Dean out of Kansas City, who is the international chair of the National Black United Front. The National Black United Front, and we're going to be talking about the importance of, you know, making Pan-Africanism a reality at this moment, you know, you probably didn't hear me on my diatribe, but you know it. I've been saying the same thing, you know, and to me, it's not being redundant. It's not being repetitive. It's positive reinforcement on the idea of us controlling our resources, controlling our land, controlling our people, and making sure that nobody has any say in what we do and how we do it. It is ours. And in the reality, Mama Nabantu, you know that we have everything we need. We have everything we need to make this happen. The only thing that we don't have is our right minds. That's the main thing. That's the main impediment. Now, there's some things that continue to hinder us, particularly to impede us, you know. And of course, one of them is the theologies that we believe, because we believe in them more than we believe in ourselves, because we've been trained to do so. And we've been trained to believe that these theologies are historical when they're not, you know. So when is the next function for the Pan-African Federalist Movement? And is there something going to be happening next year in 2022?
They're talking about doing another convention. On the 1st of October, Florida is having a youth town hall meeting on the Pan-African Federalist Movement. It's going to be run totally by the youth,
okay,
with the elders in the background giving them support. But it's mainly going to be the youth doing it. I think Brother Sam out of Washington,
yeah,
D.C.
Yeah. So Brother Sam is putting that together. That's outstanding. He's a good brother, sharp brother. Yes.
Right.
Okay, so that's going to be the first. That's a Friday, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a Friday. October 1st is a Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's going to be a...
I'll give you more details.
Okay.
Before then.
Yeah. Yeah, Friday, October 1st. Okay. And we must constantly be pushing and promoting these things because, you know, the time is of the essence. You know, we just can't think that it's going to happen. We just can't think, we just can't hope that it happens. We can't pray that it happens. You know, we think or that somehow by osmosis or by divine intervention that it happens. It happens, brothers and sisters, because we make it happen. It happens because we come together to make it happen. We make discussions, we put down on paper or whatever how it is and give assignments with directions and timelines to make it happen. You know, we can say all we want to say, you know, but it's more important to do. And that's where the real deal is. It's physically doing it. And if we don't, in fact, the bottom line is if we don't do it, who will?
That's right.
You know, if we don't do it, who will? So it's incumbent upon us, the elders, which me and Mama Nabantu are in that particular state. And of course, if anyone wants to get in this conversation, we have a number of people in the queue, just hit star twice. Hit star twice if you got any questions, comments, or concerns. Okay, hit star twice. But, you know, we're the elders, you know, and we are what we are, but there's some younger folks. And then, of course, there's the youth. There is, let me repeat, there is no generation gaps with us as a people. There is none. There is no intergenerational gaps. We are one. We are elders, the parents, and the children. We are one. And I know in this society, they push intergenerational gaps. They got old folks' homes. They kick mama, grandpa and grandpa, you know, to the curb. You know, then, of course, the children are at odds with the parents, and the parents, you know, can't control the children. I know what happens in a society, and I know we are afflicted by it, but it's not us. It is not who we are. That's why we must return to our way. We must embrace the concept of us as African people, loving each other, supporting one another, and so forth. We must do that. We must do that. So we have a good amount of time left, brothers and sisters. If you want to get in on this conversation, dial 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We're talking, well, of course, with Mama Nabantu, who's preparing, as some of us can hear, for the Collard Green Festival this weekend. That's right. Mama Nabantu, let's go back to the collard greens. Now.
What was that?
I said, now let's go back to the collard greens here. Now.
Okay.
Now, many people, of course, as we were coming up, we season the collard greens with fatback, you know. Season the collard greens with salt pork. You know, season the collard greens with ham hocks. You know, I'm from that time. You know, then, of course, we started seasoning the collard greens with turkey, smoked turkey, turkey legs, smoked turkey wings, you know. And then some people, they season their collard greens with spices, you know, variety of spices. They don't use any meat, you know. So do you have collard greens that have been seasoned differently?
Well, mine have a lot of vegetables in it as well as the seasoning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those people who want to enter the contest, there's several categories. There is raw, there's vegetarian, and there is a meat one, but no pork.
Okay, no pork.
no pork. You can do turkey or chicken.
Okay.
And then we have what we call an innovative recipes that people have come up with some really ingenious ways
I bet. So now, if you want to enter the contest, now how can these people, and is it just in the Atlanta area or is it other parts too? Is there a collard green a contest still going on the West Coast as well?
No, we weren't able to pull it off this year, but I'm planning to do it for sure next year.
Okay, so.
But the Metro Atlanta area is where you can. You can enter.
Okay.
If you're close to the area.
Okay, so this the contest in itself is for the Metro Atlanta area. And of course, there's a variety of ways that your collard greens will be prepared. And in each category, they are judges. And when do these collard greens have to be in to the judge's hand?
They need to bring it in by no later than 2.
Two o'clock? 2 o'clock Saturday?
Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Okay, between 1 and 2 Sunday. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can pick up your order starting at what time on Sunday? What time on Sunday?
Around 3 o'clock.
Okay, around 3 o'clock you can pick up your order. And where do you pick the order up from?
We'll be at First African Church at 5197 Salem Road, which is now in Stonecrest. Stonecrest became a city.
Right.
They took the zip code, and it's no longer Lathonia, but it's Stone Mountain now.
Okay, Stonecrest.
I mean Stonecrest.
Right, Stonecrest. First Africa, the church First Africa. Okay. That's right off of 285.
Also, right off of 20 West. I mean,
right.
20 East.
20 right. East, right. I'm sorry, 285. I mean, 20 East. Yep. Yep. First Africa. Right. So that's where you can pick them up at. Okay, I'm going to put my order in and definitely come up there and pick mine up and would like to taste.
There'll be a few vendors there, so you can go around, pick up your dinners and visit the vendors, or you can visit the vendors first and then go around and pick up your dinners. And
okay. Yeah. Yep. So that's that address again at First Africa.
It's 5197 Salem Road.
Salem Road.
Stonecrest, Georgia,
30033. 300 what? 38. Okay. Salem Road. Okay. Yeah. And so if you want to enter the contest, brothers and sisters, go to the website, make all the connections, and of course, have your dish ready by 1 o'clock on Sunday. Have your dish in, and you got to take that. Got to take that dish to First Africa. First Africa.
Church.
Right.
There's one more.
5197 Salem Road in Stonecrest, Georgia. Used to be like Thornburn, right. Stonecrest, Georgia. 30038. Right. Okay, just right off of I-20 going east.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get off on Panola.
Mm-hmm.
Going 20 east, you get off on Panola and go straight down to Salem.
Right.
Make a left.
Yep, get off on Panola Road.
So those folks who are in the contest, there's one more thing that I'll see.
Okay.
They need to bring 100 small containers of their entry, so that the people can pick that up as they go around and they can be able to vote online.
Okay, so they need 100 small little containers where they can put the samples in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, family, if you want to do that, make sure you get those little plastic cups or the paper cups that they have, the small paper cups, so they can put a sample in each. So as people go around to taste test, and then hopefully yours is the bomb, and they'll mark yours off, and then you can be one of the winners. What is first prize? First prize in each category, correct? And do you do an overall first prize?
First prize is the one who gets the most points, whether it's male or female.
Okay, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the, what is that prize?
First is $500.
$500. Woof. Yes, right. $500. Man, she's gonna cook me some greens. Yeah, shoot. But I usually make mine with smoked turkey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I make mine with smoked turkey. So, but yeah, it'd be interesting to brothers and sisters who are in the Atlanta area to go to First Africa on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And I mean, all the ways that greens can be prepared, you have an opportunity to taste from those who use a vegan method or, you know, spices and so forth and other ways. It's going to be interesting. Yeah. And, of course, you'll have the hot water cornbread as well, the African hot water cornbread.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I love hot water cornbread, so I'm definitely going to be there on Sunday. I will definitely be there sometime on Sunday, because I do. And, of course, to pick up some more, because I was a little late last year when I came to, was that last year or the year before? Might have been the year before when I came to the festival, the Collard Green Festival. I don't know. Did you have it in that park in Lithonia last year? I know you had it the year before.
No, last year is similar to what we're doing this year. The year before is when we were at the amphitheater in Lithonia.
Right. Okay. That's because I remember being there, and I was a little late, and so, but I did get a chance to get some. Yeah, I did. I got some from you. I came to your home and picked up some greens and ice cream. That's right. That's what it was. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this year I plan to definitely be there to get the ice cream as well as the greens and the cornbread. So you have a meal. That's right, brothers and sisters, a Sunday meal. And you also said that
the black eyed peas, sweet potatoes, hot water cornbread, and our vegetarian greens. That's the dinner.
Okay. Sounds good to me, my sister. Sounds good to me, Mama Dabantu. It sure does. Yeah. Well, we're about to close out. We only got a couple of minutes left. I really thank you, and also too for your work with the Pan-African Federalist Movement. Like I said, I sent you an email about the brother from the UK, and we're going to talk about this next week, Wednesday, with Brother Mickey Dean from the National Black United Front. He's the international chair of the National Black United Front. And I want, if you can, have some time to come on that day, because that's what we're going to be talking about, making these connections. You know, when many of us are saying these things, for us to say it is one thing, but for us to put the energy and the motion and the time to make these connections, to make it real, that's what we must do. You know, I think we have said enough over the years. You know, there are some eloquent speeches and some good books to read and everything like that. Now is the time to put the things down and give assignments with timelines and reporting and so forth. We got to do this. It has to be done. And we can't expect anybody to do this but us. You know, when we have all these people who in their designs and their desire is to control what we have. And to me, although I know I'm not naive, I know theoretically we should be able to say, we're going back home. We're done with all this madness. Everybody get y'all asses out. This is ours. Go back to where you came from. You know, go back to India, go back to China, go back to the so-called Middle East, go back to Europe. We're controlling ours. We're coming home. The African diaspora is coming home to work with African brothers and sisters on the continent to control what we have, to control our land, to be able to feed ourselves, to be able to clothe ourselves, to be able to modernize Africa because of the skills that we have, to link Africa up with railroads, highways, ports, hospitals, schools, you know, to develop Africa in with a infrastructure based on what we know we should be doing with wind and solar and you know, to be able to put things under the ground without messing up the migration patterns, the great migration patterns that have been established by animals on the continent for centuries, for millennials. All of these things that we can and must do. You know, and the time for talking is over. Now we got to do it. So, all right, Mama Nabantu.
All right. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share my, I guess when you said that if you perceive, you achieve.
Yeah.
So when I perceive this happening and achieve, it's been my major accomplishment.
I say.
So we want to be healthier and eat and live healthy lifestyles. That's really the goal.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, go to the website, collardgreenscultural festival.com. When you go to the website, you'll see it is dynamic. It looks good. And the festival looks, oh, what did I do? Oh, here it is. Yeah. The Collard Greens Festival. And a lot of good stuff on the website. You can register for the contest, and you can see what's going on. There's a photo album that I'm going to get off into once I get off the phone to look at the pictures and things like that. I see this little lovely cutie baby. She eating some collard green ice cream. Yeah. So, all right, Mama Nabantu, bless you. Brothers and sisters, we end this program like we end all of our programs. With the words of Stephen Biko, the most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and sure in hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shemhotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahodie. Bibi Fahodie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. I constantly, when I talk about will, I emphasize that because it is the will. Do we have the will to make it happen? We will be victorious. We will do this. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Peace, family.
Peace and love. Thank you.
Thank you.